they tell me it's an underdeveloped optic nerve, and you know, it just that is what it is. Is you know, this you know, my mom and two of my sisters wear glasses and stuff, but you know, it's just the way it worked out. So you know, it's all good.
So what was it like growing up as a blind person in America?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I had a great time. You know, here's the thing. My parents, both of them, were really into, they wanted me mainstream. They didn't, you know, they didn't want me to go to a school for the blind or any of that. They wanted me to be with the other kids and to do the things that the other kids were doing. So, you know, I grew up and got to do everything that all the other kids do. And, you know, getting into high school and college and out into the workplace, I did that too. Like, you know, other sighted kids are getting their jobs and they're starting to live their dreams. And my dream was always to be on the radio as a kid. So, you know, I started interning at a radio station and, you know, that's how I made all that happen.
So the reason I'm talking to you today is because you are, in fact, a blind film critic.
Yeah. So the first time we ever got onto YouTube, we started as the I started a channel called the Blind Film Critic Channel. And that's where I reviewed movies from my perspective. I thought it'd be something interesting that sighted people had never heard before, you know, a way to look at a film that they, you know. And it took off from there. And then as a result of, because people were very curious about me in the, you know, the comments and stuff below the video. And so we started another channel where it's called the Tommy Edison XP channel on YouTube. And that is where I talk about my life and my experiences. And we do some games and we do some demos and even tell a couple of stories here and there. So it's great fun. And that channel really took off. The Film Critic one did okay, but the XP channel really popped.
And when you critique films, you don't use audio description, do you?
No. Actually, I got a contract to do a bunch in 2016. So we did a bunch of reviews that summer and tried using audio description for a bunch of them. And I think three of the four times that we tried it in the theater, maybe it was more than that. Only one time the thing actually ever worked in the theater. And the kids selling tickets, they don't know what the little, oh, I don't really know. Yeah, I think so. You know, they completely don't know. So there's a cool company that's actually doing, it's called ActiveView. And what they want to do is put the audio description on your phone.
You can plug straight in.
That's right. And it'll just be right there and just stream right from the theater.
So you don't have to go to any special viewings or?
Nope. So I'm really rooting for these guys. I think it's a cool product and, all the luck in the world, man. Cause it's, you know, cause as I say, these kids, you know, at the movie, they don't know, nobody's taught them. And it's something, yeah, we have, it's just a box they ticked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's definitely, you know, a real misunderstanding of visual impairment within the sighted community. Would you agree with that?
Basil, I'll tell you what, every time I leave the house, every single time I leave the house, no matter where I am, I have some weird encounter with sighted people. And I'll tell you what, I used to think that was me. I was like, what am I doing wrong? What am I, I'm goofing this up somehow.
It's the bright green hair you've got, Tom.
Oh, is that what it is? See, I was wondering. you know, I changed it from a pink. But no, but I used to think it was me. And then one day it hit me. I had an epiphany. I said, no, I know what it is. They've never seen this before. They've never seen me. They've never seen people like me. So they don't know what to do. You know, we're a very teeny tiny minority. Very small. Could you imagine if, I don't know, like if half the people in the world were blind or visually impaired, holy mackerel, would things be accessible?
Well, yeah, exactly. And there wouldn't be any A-boards, street furniture. Is that something you have to contend with in America?
No, there's not a lot of stuff. Sometimes there'll be some stuff in front of shops and things like that. Or, you know, if a place has tables on the sidewalk, I have to sort of be careful around those. But that's about it, really. You know, I have to worry about like more on the streets. On the street where I live, every Tuesday is garbage day, and the government's, the state has given us these big giant garbage and recycling bins, and they're absolutely huge. And so from Monday night to Tuesday morning is really not advisable to walk around the neighborhood because they're all there. So it's like avoiding landmines and stuff. It's crazy.
And are you a cane user or do you have a guide dog?
You know what? I used to have a dog. I had two of them, in fact, but I'm a cane user now. I'm just, you know, cane travel all the way because it's just easier for me. And quite frankly, I gave up smoking 12 years ago. And when I was smoking, I was out of the house every single day, you know, to buy cigarettes and stuff like that. But I don't need to be out every day anymore. So it wouldn't be fair to the dog. So I just use a cane.
And is America as a whole, is it a pretty easy place to be a blind person walking down the street? Because as we've said, there's a lot of obstacles here in the UK.
I'll tell you what, in LA, I was living in LA for just over a year, and it was amazing. The sidewalks were huge, just big and wide and wonderful. Whereas here in the East, it's a little bit more thin, you know, so you have to be a little bit more careful. But out there, there's these, because you have to remember, it was all designed after the invention of the motor vehicle, where all these streets, and like the UK as well, was all designed before the advent of the vehicle. So there are all these real skinny little streets. But it's generally a good place to walk around. I think my favorite place to have walked around as a blind person is Australia, by far. It's a federal law that every lit crossing must make noise. And the pole must vibrate for the deaf as well, so that they can hear the change. If they're not looking, they can, you know, touch a pole and...
So let's go back to the Thomas Edison experience.
Yes, sir.
You started blogging just because you figured people were interested in what you had to say.
Well, yeah, people were asking me all sorts of questions about my life and how I do particular things. And, you know, we've done, oh my God, probably a couple of hundred videos on that channel by now. And one of the most interesting things that's happened for me as a result of doing these is the stuff that I've learned about myself. Because, you know, people that I've known for my entire life don't ask the questions that people ask on YouTube. And they're valid questions. You know, somebody asked one time, do you turn on the lights in your home when you're alone? No, of course not. Why would I? Yeah. You know, does it bother you that I don't know what I look like? We've done a video about that. We've done all sorts of things. Favorite colors. Yep. What was school like for me? What was Halloween like? What's Christmas time like? All these different things. And it's been so much fun, but I've learned so much about myself from, you know, just talking about this stuff too. So it's been great. My whole life, Basil, people have been curious about it and how it works and stuff. And so to be able to do it on YouTube was incredible. And, you know, it's so much fun. And I just, like, I love talking about it. And I love, you know, when people are curious about me and how it works and what it's like. Because, listen, I'm just as curious about the sighted experience. I swear, I have no idea how it works. I don't know what you people do. You're like wizards to me. It's amazing.
So if we could just jump back to the film stuff, Tommy, do you have a favorite one?
Look, one of my favorite movies of all time, I always say, is Goodfellas. I love that movie. And I insist that any sighted person, if they fell out of the sky and had never heard of this thing before, you could just play them the audio for it. Not even tell them that there was video that went with it. Play them the audio and they would be riveted, compelled. It's that good. See, I think a movie that you don't have to see is the best. Like Clerks is another great film. You don't have to see that to know how awesome it is. There's tons and tons of movies like that. And the thing that inspired me to, you know, me and Ben to do this channel was, I don't even remember what film it was. But I was watching some film, again, without audio description, and got through about, I don't know, 80, 85% of the film. And then all the resolution was done on screen. They didn't say a word. So all these characters I've been following for the past hour, 20, 30 minutes, I've no idea what happened. It was like, what a jip. And that was what started us doing movie reviews.
Now, Tommy, if there's any blind, visually impaired, partially sighted people listening and they're thinking, I could definitely be a film critic, do you have any advice for them?
You know what? Go do anything you want to do. Like, I'll tell you what, I break the rules. I've always broken the rules. Always. Because I wouldn't be able to do the things that I've done if I hadn't. For example, I'm not supposed to be on the radio. I was. I wasn't supposed to be the traffic reporter, but I was. I'm not supposed to have an Instagram account, but I do. I'm not supposed to review movies, but I do. You know what I mean? All these things that I'm not supposed to do that people just say, you can't do this. Oh, yeah? Watch me. So that would be my advice. Just try anything. Do whatever you want to do. Look, I would love to be like a third baseman for my beloved New York Metropolitans, but that ain't going to happen. You know, I can't – no matter how much I try, I'm never going to be able to play baseball and, you know, and hit and stuff and field and that, you know. So, but if it's within reason, go for it. Don't let anyone or anything stop you.
Well – Tommy Edison, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Basil, it's been lovely. Thank you, sir.